Where's that talking shark? That sounds like Curly. It's time to go back to the 70s. I'm your jabber-jawing host, Darian. After the break, we're going back to Saturday, May 21st, 1977.
Did you know that we have American soldiers who are being imprisoned in their own country as a result of Middle Eastern wars? These forgotten heroes need you now. Please go to FreeOurTroops.com. That's FreeOurTroops.com. And make a small donation to help us campaign for presidential pardons for our heroes. With your donation, you'll also receive a chance to appear as an extra in the movie Mad Dog 5. Again, go to FreeOurTroops.com and become their hero today.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
On a Saturday, May 21st, 1977, you woke up that morning to the Scooby-Doo Dino Mud Hour, the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Show, Speed Buggy, and the Tom and Jerry Mumbly Show. It was an exciting day in the world of baseball. The San Diego Padres beat the Montreal Expos 11-8 in 21 innings. Stevie Wonder was still at the top of the pop charts with his number one hit, Sir Duke. And Waylon Jennings had a streak of luck on the country charts with Luckin' Back Texas, Back to the Basics of Love. And that Saturday night, it was all about the comedies on CBS, featuring a lineup of The Mary Tyler Moore Show, The Bob Newhart Show, All in the Family, Alice, and The Carol Burnett Show. And that's it for me, 70s friends. If you'll excuse me, if Mr. T is with Tina, he'd better watch out for Ike. And let's meet again tomorrow for another 70s flashback.